Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning again, everybody, or good afternoon if you're living in the Eastern time zone. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We got 25 more minutes of this show. If you want to send us an email, the address is comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. This is a live issue-oriented talk show that we host every day here on the American Family Radio Network. Joining me, I'm remote today, so in studio is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed, again.
Good morning, Tim.
And Wesley Wildman.
And good morning.
And then Steve Paisley Jordahl now joins us for this segment.
Good morning, Steve. Everybody. And Tim, today is not a good day for you to be remote.
Why is that?
You mocked me. You were one of the people that mocked me mercilessly, along with Ed, about my chocolate chili.
It wasn't merciless.
Yeah,
it was mockery, but it wasn't merciless.
Well, he has more. If this goes south, he's got more mockery.
Okay, it's true. We're about to have a taste test.
You brought chili in.
Yes, I did.
There in studio.
Yeah. Okay. So this is chocolate chili.
Just to review, last week
it's chocolate,
brought
it's
up.
Double chocolate chili.
Yeah.
That's a very good.
And I was repulsed by that idea. I love chocolate and I love chili, but not that.
You have to take it from Ed or your son. One of the two of them.
Okay, so I'm watching you guys. You can't, listeners, if they're watching on the internet, can't see me, but I'm watching the three of you in studio on our live stream.
It's better than,
Ed and Wesley are eating the chocolate. You said it's double chocolate?
Double chocolate chili.
All right, Ed, let me have your review and then Wesley's.
All right. This is excellent chili. Uh-huh. I'm struggling tasting the chocolate.
You're not supposed to taste the chocolate as chocolate. It just gives a little bit of a sweet, rich texture and flavor to it.
That's really good chili.
Well, thank you.
Really good.
Is it hot?
No, it is not. I mean, it's got a little bit of extra
room
flavor. I think I did taste a little bit of the.
There's a little.
No, I'm talking about is it hot temperature wise?
Yes, I have a.
No, it's not cold. It's.
I brought it in a crock pot.
All right, Wesley.
English language and how the English language and how same word can mean many things.
Yes.
Is it hot? Well, cold. No, spicy.
Not very picante, but it is caliente a little bit.
There you go. So,
Wesley, what do you think?
I usually do not like the idea of mixing two good things.
Yeah.
Chili and chocolate. They should be done separate because they're good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had not have put this on live radio, I would not have tried it. And now that I've tried it, I'm a fan. It's really, 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 really good.
Really good chili.
Hmm. Really good chocolate.
There you go.
Chili.
So this is one of those don't knock it till you tried it axioms.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Applies here to double chocolate chili. Well, Steve, are you going to put that recipe on our Today's Issues Facebook page?
We can. Actually, we did have a listener. I got a call from Carmen this morning at our front desk, and she says, some listener called in and said he wants a recipe for the chocolate chili. I'm thinking, how did you know that I brought chocolate chili today? But he didn't. It just happened to be that he called in today from our discussion prior.
Yeah.
So I sent
very good, Steve.
I sent the recipe to Carmen, and she sent it on.
Don't send it yet. That's our premium for our next show.
Is that okay?
Okay. Hold that.
All right.
It's already sent.
Well, it is to her. Yeah.
That's very good. Good chili.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Hey, fellas, I wanted to play this clip here because we got the Republican caucus going on there in Iowa coming up, in 2 weeks?
January 15th.
Yeah, roughly 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And then on to New Hampshire for their primary and then down to South Carolina and Nevada and then there's some other states coming up. Anyway, former President Trump made it an odd. He was on his Truth Social video platform yesterday. I think it was last night, and he was talking about the Iowa caucuses, and he was encouraging people who support him to caucus. You know, to go out and do that in support of him. And this is one of the things that he said.
Out for caucuses, teach them how to caucus, take them in your car on caucus night. If you have to do whatever is necessary, we got to get them in. We got to make America great again. So do whatever it takes. If you do, we will win and win big, and that's what you have to do. You know the other side does cheat, and we're not going to let that happen. We cannot let that happen. But that's what we need from you. Get in your car, get a lot of people, and get down and caucus. Give a great speech for me. I hope you will, and I know you will. I have such confidence in you as you had in me and you have in me.
I just think he likes saying the word caucus, like you like Ramaswamy.
Well, he said, you know, the other side cheats.
He's talking about fellow Republicans.
Is he?
Right? Isn't that what he's saying at the caucus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about the Iowa caucus, get in your car, go caucus. We need to win, he said. Well, he means his campaign. And then he said the other side, he said, well, play it again. I'm not making this up. What did he say?
He said the other side, but...
No, play it again.
Brent is making his way back to the board right now.
Out for caucuses, Sam. Teach them how to caucus, take them in your car on caucus night. If you have to do whatever is necessary, we got to get them in. We got to make America great again. So do whatever it takes. If you do, we will win and win big, and that's what you have to do. You know the other side does cheat, and we're not going to let that happen. We cannot let that happen. But that's what we need from you. Get in your car, get a lot of people, and get down and caucus. Give a great speech for me. I hope you will, and I know you will. I have such confidence in you as you had in me and you have in me.
Okay. He must be talking about Governor DeSantis or Nikki Haley being cheaters.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't understand that. You know, what he's...
Well, that's what he did to Ted Cruz in Iowa. He said he cheated. You remember that?
Yeah.
Trump loses, he has a history of calling people cheaters, either Republicans. But to preemptively say that DeSantis and Nikki Haley, he said the other side, they cheat.
Which means they've cheated in the past. That's what he's going on.
He's talking about DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
He's talking about opponents.
Well, the other side, generally, Trump would
say. Talking about the caucus in Iowa.
I'm surprised that he said. If what we're believing he said is what he said, then that's hard to understand because it's not out of character for him to say that the Democrats cheat, but for him to say that Republicans cheat is a surprise to me. If that's what he's saying,
that's what he said.
No, that's clearly what he's saying, and I'm not sure how you cheated a caucus. Now, I maybe if you say, the voting at, primary polling places, you can't trust the voting. That's one thing. But the caucuses, I don't know how you would, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what he's implying.
I don't
know how you cheated a caucus.
Well, what I would say is, what evidence does he have that DeSantis or Nikki Haley are cheaters?
No, I don't think it. I think what he's doing, and it's just part of his strategy for decades, and that's that
slander.
He positions himself in a way that if he fails, it wasn't on him.
Right.
It wasn't on anything he did.
Well, okay. Well, that's what he did to Cruz in 16 in Iowa. Cruz won Iowa, and Trump said he cheated. It was fraud.
Yeah.
And furthermore, he said he needed to be kicked off the ballot. Because he was a cheater. So I'm just saying that if Trump loses Iowa, be prepared because he's already laid out there that DeSantis, whoever wins Iowa, cheated him.
Yep.
That's what he said. I think that's pathetic.
It is.
Commentary, behavior from – listen, Trump should be trying to build a Republican Party together now, unify it. He talks about unity.
Yeah, because
he should be trying – if he is truly ahead by the margins that
correct
polling shows and that he says he is, his job now is to try to unify the Republican Party because he would need every – this is his legal issues aside. He would need every vote he could get
right
right
from Republicans. And if you're going to take your Republican opponents and call them cheaters.
Yeah, because
without any evidence before a caucus, that just doesn't make any sense at all. If you want to say, okay, cheaters, now come support me.
Yeah. Right.
You know, as
come cheat
join
for me
and unify with me.
Right. I was gonna say.
Come cheat for me now.
Yeah. Come help me. I don't know.
And I've been saying this all along. There is a way to position yourself as being the best option when you're going against fellow party members. And to me, what he should have said was this. Listen, you know that my opponents work hard. They, you know, pound the streets. They get to these caucuses and they are passionate. We've got to outwork them. We've got to be more passionate. And you get up there and make sure you speak. To me, that's the way you encourage your side to outwork the other side so that you win without insulting your opponents. And then when the general election comes along, you say to your opponents, hey, listen, now we can unify behind the legitimate.
Yeah,
politics
is rough and tumble. And everybody knows that, and usually Republicans and Democrats, you know, they go through their bloody fights, and then they unify at the end against one and against the common opponent, the other opponent. And that may yet happen here. I'm just saying, Trump makes it harder because he personalizes the insults.
Right.
When you call Governor Haley a bird brain over and over and over again, when you never call the duly elected governor of Florida by his name, you just call him DeSantis. That's personalizing insults, and that those things are harder to get over than just having political or policy differences.
Right.
Saying, all right, next story, Steve.
All right. Well, remember 2023, the Biden administration said that they were going to go after natural gas stoves. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then the actual White House said, no, we're not. And then behind the scenes, regulations are out, and they are going after stoves. Well, according to Fox News, Ben Lieberman, 2024 is going to be even worse because they're going after four more consumer products. They're going to have more stringent requirements on dishwashers, air conditioners, washing machines, and furnaces. All through regulation, not through any congressional action.
Yeah, and what's funny is I was looking at a story on Fox. It's a Christmas picture, Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff, and they are posing for their Christmas picture next to a gas stove in their house. It's bizarre. The hypocrisy of the left never ceases to amaze me. They don't care that they get caught, but when they if they add all those four appliances, I guess appliance is a good way to characterize all. I'm not sure a furnace is an appliance, but those four appliances in the home, man, they are going to jack up the prices for new homes, and then I wouldn't be surprised for them to come behind and try to grandfather in those and say, listen, if you have a dishwasher, we just got a new air conditioning unit. Ours was 23 years old, so we got one over the summer. So I guess we got under the wire. But they are going to cause some of the prices of these air conditioning units to double in price.
It isn't a good election year strategy, except that it's going to be, maybe he's buying votes even as we speak. I don't know if you saw this, but he has decided to give federal workers a 5-point-something% raise, biggest they've had in years.
Wow.
So that's up to him, and he's doing that. So I think that's buying votes. I think all of this comes down to perception.
But Wesley, this is not buying votes. If you're going to go after people's appliances.
No, the opposite.
You'd think that would be the opposite, but the Biden administration is shameless, or whoever's running the administration.
Yeah, I think they should be the first to experiment with this, and so they should have to sign a contract that says for 2 years or 12 months, we're all going to do this, and if it goes well, then we're going to enforce it on everyone. I don't think you should enforce it, but it sounds like that's what they want to do. I think they should be able to get a little taste of how this really plays out.
Well, you know what? I agree with that, but then after you said it, I thought, you know what? But these people are all millionaires. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden,
sure.
All these people are millionaires. It means less to them to have to live according to their own regulations than it does the average family.
That's true, and that goes back to, like, the electric cars. You
right.
know, they're $70,000 a car. When your average car, somebody want to buy even new,
yeah.
you could get a car, you know, for $30,000, $40,000.
Yeah.
It's almost twice the price for an electric vehicle at minimum. But they're wanting to force people to do that, and then
we
they
all
can
have
do
to
it.
Do our part, or this planet's going to burn.
That's true.
So I don't like it. The whining. You don't like if you can't afford an electric car, get a bicycle.
There you go.
If you can't afford a gas stove, I mean, not a gas stove. What am I looking for? Here?
Electric range.
Electric stove.
Yeah.
But that is the kind of the attitude. Because remember when all this started talking, they started talking about the electric vehicles. They were all saying, well, just go buy an electric vehicle.
Sure.
Like the average family can go out and either buy an $80,000 electric vehicle or replace the battery once it goes out, $7,000 or $8,000.
Yeah, they need to be able to allow people to just buy whatever appliance they want to buy. Oh, wait, that's America. We wouldn't want to change that.
To your point, I think what we should do is we should tell members of the political class, so presidents, members of Congress or the Senate, and say you only have your salary. That's all you can have.
Yeah.
No speaking tours, no millions of dollars, no investments, and you have to live according to the regulation.
No private jets.
No private jets.
Private jets first and foremost. Of course, I'm being facetious here, but if you want to tell the liberals, all these entertainers and celebrities and liberal Democrats that tell us how the little people should live to protect the planet.
The little people.
They tell the little people how to live, you know, no gas stoves, can't have gasoline for your
Y'all may have got me started here.
Leaf
blowers, no gas-powered leaf blowers for your yard. But so y'all need to do that while I get on my private jet and fly off to my
– And do something important.
And Asia's
vacation destinations in the Caribbean or Switzerland or wherever like that.
China and Asia, they're all responsible for – A third
China
or
China and India, you mean?
Yes, in India, and responsible for almost a third, maybe even a little more of all pollution in the world. But yet we keep doing business with them, no problem.
Right.
So like the hypocrisy of them, and of course China has way more issues that we would disagree with both morally and ethically. But the fact that they're polluting at the rate that they pollute, and we don't. AOC didn't have a problem with China,
right?
Yep. Speaking of electric cars, they had a fire in Pine Level, Alabama, and Tesla Model Y caught fire, mm-hmm. and it just was fully involved by the time the police got there. But to put this fire out, one car, they had to send three engines, two rescue vehicles, an ambulance, four water tankers,
and a partridge in a pear tree,
quad and a brush truck. And
see what I did there?
Command vehicle.
I did.
Yes, I like that. So, they had to expend 36,000 gallons of water to put out this fire. And they're prone. Electric vehicles are finding out are more prone to fires.
Sure, absolutely.
Because the heat that builds up in the batteries. This is not going to end well.
No, and I think we should force it on everybody. Not.
Right.
said no conservative.
Okay, so I did look up, because of this story, how hard is it to put out an electric vehicle fire? And this is what I found. This is from a Chemistry for Life. It's a website. ACS, okay? I think this is one of those professional, the American Chemical Society. It says, it does say electric vehicles don't catch fire often, but when they do, things get spicy. How do these fires start, and why are they so hard to put out? There are scientists trying to answer these questions, but there are also scientists still trying to figure out what actually happens chemically when a lithium-ion battery catches fire. So apparently even scientists are having a hard time figuring out why what you just described happening happens, why it takes so much water to put them out. And sometimes they're just spontaneous fires. Like there was one on a California highway.
Yeah. You might want to think about that before you start mandating these things. I'm just saying.
Nothing to consider.
Listen, the Biden administration has done all the research. They've put it, their scientists have put a pencil to it, and they know what they're doing, Steve. So yeah, have some faith.
All right. All right. I think we can – this will probably take us to the end. Delta gate agent at the gate is having none of this transgender silliness. He was approached by a guy that thinks he's a woman, and he addressed him as a guy. And the transgender guy called him out, but I want you to hear his response.
Misgender. That's what misgender means.
Yes, misgender. It's the wrong. They're saying it's the wrong. You're the wrong gender. So this is the Delta Gate agent. I don't know what his name is, but this has got seven.
And what about when a Delta employee misgenders you intentionally?
While he's talking, you're talking.
You just misgendered me again.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Gotcha.
Both of you have.
Sorry. Wasn't intentional, but if you want to take it personal. That's also
well, she did do it intentionally twice.
Gotcha. You're talking to me too.
You said she and then you said he.
You're being condescending, and if you want to continue, I have full authority to escort you out the building right this moment if you want to play that game with me.
Okay.
Would you like to continue 3 days before Christmas? I really don't mind.
I'm good. I'll just put this on.
Listen, I watched that the video and read this story over the weekend, and I'm just going to tell you, this guy's my new hero.
Right?
Yes, I don't know his name, but...
I agree. We need a little bit more of that.
Yes.
And a lot less pandering to 45 different gender identities.
Yes.
Or 68, whatever it is.
You know what? That fellow right there who wears a dress, does he wear a dress? Anyway, says he's a woman, right?
You don't have to nowadays. Nowadays, you just have to say it.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Well, he was looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
He had the video rolling.
Yes.
And he is also, I read, friends of that Dylan Mulvaney.
Is that right?
The Bud Light celebrity. The one who led to the downfall of
Bud Light.
A Bud Light.
Personally destroyed a billion-dollar brand.
Yes.
Yes. That's his friend. And so they're provocateurs. And so... they were trying to get Delta. I'm sure they'll put the pressure on Delta now, Delta Airlines, to try to apologize.
And I wouldn't put it past just because people are people. They say, hey, you misgendered me. I want first class. I want an upgrade to first class. Listen, I was looking at another story here. Have you guys ever heard of abrosexual? So this is a story. It says UK journalist explains little known. This is a new sexual identity.
Oh, another one.
Abrosexual describes when someone's sexual identity fluctuates and changes. So
that isn't that every transgender person?
Listen, the rest of us who do not have this issue in our lives are left at their mercy because they're going to say, I'm abrosexual. Yeah, but you were a woman yesterday. Now you're a man. How am I supposed to know the difference? Well, because I'm abrosexual, bro.
They should be ashamed that they've made it to 2023 and they just came up with that.
That's right.
That would have been the trump card from the very beginning.
Yes.
If they could have just came up with that from the very beginning,
it would be an abroation.
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 And you're supposed to figure out what I am today. And if you don't, I'm insulted.
Great job, Delta.
Probably a good thing this show's over.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yep.
All right. So we're out of time. Thank you for yours. Folks, keep listening to American Family Radio. And we here on Today's Issues. We'll see you back here tomorrow.